We're rolling.
So, we are back.
We are back.
And first, we have to apologize because last week we were not there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that we are sometimes that you are working, Gavin.
Once. At least once a year.
So, first job, and after only amazing things. But we are back.
This is episode 10.
10, yes, 10. It's our birthday.
10th episode, yes, yes. That is incredible. We're still going.
And we have a few presents for us.
One incredulous cafe patron in the corner, in the cheap seats.
But and, we have also to thank the coffee here, because he linked.
You linked. Disappointed faces last week.
Yeah, yes, it was empty last week without us.
Yes. So we have to say to all the population that we are back.
Yeah, we are back.
So they can come back for coffee here.
Yes. For those people
because it's
who,
so quiet now.
It is.
No?
It's eerily quiet. It's where
in
is it?
In common.
So we had feedback on last week's show.
Yes, very important. You ask, and miracle.
Yes. People gave feedback. Now, by people, I mean one person.
Don't explain statistics, Gavin, no?
But Michael Fuglsang, I don't know how to say your name, Michael. Fuglsang a song about Fugles, and he said, hello, guys. Actually, no, he's Fuglsang, so I'll do it in his accent. I actually have no idea how he sounds. Oh, Michael from Denmark. Oh, Denmark, okay.
Be quiet, Gavin, okay? He's the only one who wrote something.
Hello, guys. I love your partner. That's German. I can't do Danish.
That's racist.
It's not racist. Danes aren't a race, are they?
He's the only one who wrote, no? So, be polite.
Well, what's
the
Danish accent?
Be polite.
The hurdling to Google.
Neutral. Please, neutral.
Okay. I'll read it. Okay.
So try to be neutral. I know that it will be difficult.
Okay,
no theater, okay? No expression, no German accent.
What's a neutral country
okay?
that I can do it in that accent? South Africa. No, that's not. Is it? Is it neutral? Oh, let's do South. Well, anyway, Michael, I've decided you're South African. And you you have written, hello, guys. I love your podcasts. And now we are German again. I can't wait to next Monday. Best regards, Michael from Denmark. So, and I wrote, holy cow, you're our first commenter. I need to tell Jacques, and look how excited Jacques is.
Yes. Yeah. We were so excited that we missed the last meeting Monday.
Yeah.
So first, water, and now after water, we can hear another sound. We have a beggar. We have a beggar here with a big...
Beggar? I'm not a beggar. But I did come here prepared this time. I brought a... I brought...
Come on, Ivan.
A massive bag of books.
You did? You really...
I hauled
this 20 kilograms of books.
He already made what he did. He's not a politician.
Yep. So we have classics that I know you can't wait to read. Like Committed, A Love Story by Elizabeth Gilbert. Which
Gavin read it every night.
Oh
no?
Yeah, absolutely.
With a lot of tears.
It's
yes?
the sequel to the number one bestseller Eat, Pray, Love. And I admit I haven't read Eat, Pray, Love. And just, you're not supposed to judge a book by the cover, but it has a pink heart on the cover. There's no way I'm going to read that.
And when you open the book, you can see water with tears.
Oh my god,
is this... Oh,
tear stained.
The Buddha thought that
tears.
All human suffering is rooted in desire. Oh my god.
No, Jack,
here we are.
Those aren't tears. Wash your hands.
Great. And we have to explain that we see on the cover page a beautiful heart. Yes,
it's wonderful. It brings out my inner woman.
What is
my inner middle-aged woman?
Eat, pray, love. Ah, eat, pray, love.
It was
okay.
A book that turned into a movie.
Ah, okay. And it's a bestseller.
You didn't see it in the cinema? Pray, love.
No. And we didn't say who wrote that. It's the next question.
Doesn't matter.
Dear listener.
I did say, I mentioned the name.
Oh my god! We have to find something else.
Hey, see, look, that person was a customer. They just bought a book here in this cafe.
Oh! So, okay.
See, we are bringing people together.
A lot of page. You can hear there are a lot of page.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can see the light on the recorder is flashing red. You're making too much noise.
Too much noise, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is interesting. This book is Jeffrey Archer. Everyone knows Jeffrey Archer. A Twist in the Tale.
Uh-huh. And who is Jeffrey Archer?
So he's an author.
Ah, okay, great. Okay.
That's not the name of the book. It's funny, you know, they put the name is bigger than the title. But it's a selection of short stories with unexpected endings. It's really not bad. I enjoyed that one.
Okay. What is inside? So, pages. The steel.
Yeah.
Christopher and Margaret Roberts always spent their summer holidays as far away from England as they could possibly afford.
Very good. I'm bored.
Next
stop is. Have you seen Get Shorty, the movie? Because, well, here's the book. I haven't seen the movie, but here's the book. There you go. So you know that thing you haven't seen? Well, here's a book you haven't seen about it.
But come on, given you have 100 books.
Hey. Robbie Coltrane's Planes and Automobiles, Engines That Turned the World. This is by Robbie Coltrane. Great, starts with steam engines, got pictures. He
it's
made an
for
interesting
you.
TV
it's
show.
For you, yes.
I like this book.
No.
I enjoyed it. I've read it a couple
because
of times.
Because we have to explain that Gavin never read fairy tales when he was young, but only such things.
I did
very
read
practical.
Fairy tales.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Coltrane. Oh. Coltrane, it's a musician, yes?
No,
Coltrane.
He's a TV presenter.
Coltrane.
No? Maybe he's a musician. Maybe he plays a band. Plays in a band.
Okay. No place for coffee.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me get rid of this.
But.
Oh,
that's
why
it's
book is excellent.
Books and coffee. Books and coffee.
Well, hey,
books
that's what we're doing.
It's a concept.
We're just missing one element. We can ask the barista. Where?
I mean, think. Wait, the coffee. Right?
The coffee. Yes.
The coffee.
Missing the coffee.
It was only the link, you know. We have books, but where is the coffee?
It's soap.
Can you smell soap?
Soap.
I can smell soap.
Soap. Toilet side there.
Oh, okay. Oh, the door to the toilet. Okay, I'm not losing. Because you know, the first sign of a stroke is when you start smelling toast or something. I thought maybe if I'm starting to smell hand soap, that means I'm having a good stroke, a stroke of luck. I don't know. That book was boring. That book's excellent. This book is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. It's called
Tuba Fish.
I am not myself.
A red fish.
I Am Not Myself These Days by Josh Kilmer Purcell. It is very light reading, but utterly hilarious.
Uh-huh.
It's about...
So hilarious. I will try if it's a very...
Make room. Here come the coffees.
You
can't blame me. You've got books on your side.
So
I bought a lot of books.
Yes, I bought a lot of books.
I also have this might
because
be interesting.
Because you have a big library with a lot of space, no?
Everyone loves these books.
That's very popular.
These are popular books.
Krijan Krajan. Oh, my God. I watch Blues Church. Hey, Blues Church. No, Blues Clues.
What are you reading?
Blues Clues every morning. It's very funny.
You can't read one sentence out of context and mock it for its lack of humor. Give me those books. I'm putting them back in the bag.
And Krijan Krajan. Show to me Krijan. Krijan Krajan.
The reason I was speaking Slovak is because Krijan Krajan are a series of books in which you learn Slovak. They're very popular books.
My God, but you
I've filled out some things, but it's in pencil, so you can take it out.
Oh.
Actually,
and you need it, Gideon?
I don't want to interrupt you, but there's a lady who would like to be on the show very much, but she's embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you're embarrassed.
What?
How about you pull up? I'm just kidding. Oh, English? Great. Okay, well, so... The barista has... a returning guest. Hello, welcome.
What's your problem? Oh, my God, he's back.
With the Guitar Hero t-shirt.
I make the order.
Yeah.
I went 100 meters there, 100 meters there. And I was believing the coffee would be here.
No, we're waiting here too. This is 11 books.
Sometimes there are pleasant surprises. Sometimes there are pleasant.
Yeah.
You never know.
We changed the name to 11 books because there's no coffee.
Sometimes there are more than two costumes.
Learning Slovak books.
You need it?
If you want it, you take it. But you speak Slovak. You speak it better than me.
No, but it can help also for my wife who give lessons.
Congratulations. You now have two books.
Right.
You won two books with parts filled out already.
And there is a correction, yes? the operation?
No? I don't know. Ah, there must be.
What's that book for?
Krishnam Krajam. You know, have you heard of, that book?
And? What's your problem?
Look at the pictures of Nokia.
I definitely love books with
the... You might like this book. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Something similar.
What else have I got?
Cousin bought me.
Raspberry Pi. Bye. Raspberry Pi for Dummies. No?
What is it again?
Raspberry Pi for Dummies. Not the food, but the computer.
Okay.
Or build your own electric vehicle.
Oh, it's for you. It's for you.
This is a second edition.
Build your own electric vehicle.
But it's your book.
Yes, but I've already built an electric vehicle. I don't need it.
Look, I saw last week video.
Yeah.
There was Skoda Favorite.
Yeah.
1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an electric car.
From the 80s, huh? Was it?
An electric for two miles. It was only 50 kilometers.
Yeah.
And it goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to charge, but it was on long parts of 220.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know they made a...
I never saw that. And,
just a prototype, I guess.
The guy was doing the review, and... just looking some car review, because I need to buy a new car.
Yeah.
And then I saw Favorite electric.
So it was just a prototype from the 80s or so?
No, they was really doing it.
They actually made one.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard?
No.
Oh, my God. Give in.
Why are you mocking me, monsieur?
How long are you here?
I thought you said, I love your hair. I thought, finally, someone noticed my hair. No, how long am I here?
Don't change the subject.
I hear what I want to hear.
It's a very important question.
I love your hair too, by the way. It's great. Yeah. See, how long am I here? 7 years. It'll be 7 years next month. Yeah.
Did you see Skoda before? The car?
Yeah, we had them in New Zealand. Briefly. Back in the 80s.
Really?
There was a deal.
This one in Bold Island.
No. There were, my father briefly he bought a Skoda Sto, a Skoda 100, and we used that to go around Auckland for, until it died. Of course, it died.
Just like extraction or something.
It was to help move house. He bought it to help move house. It was cheap. It was like $500 or something back then, which is like 7 euro.
What?
I'm joking. I'm making fun of my country's
currency.
You're joking.
No, but we speak about electric vehicle, but it's not in your book. It's concurrence.
Competition.
No, you say that you make it by yourself. Yes.
No, I didn't make this book. I used this book.
And
though.
Why you propose? And why you propose? You offer another books. And if you already written all
because,
the methodology.
Okay. You are turning over 6 pages at one time. So let me explain. See, a book ton.
Six pages. Oh my God.
So okay. So I made a book. For
yes,
those who don't know.
Concentrate.
Let me lean
yes.
into the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a book about electric vehicles,
yes,
how to convert a car.
Yes.
Yes.
A long time ago. And he sold it.
I did. I sold it
very well.
It sold okay, not bad. And then recently, as I wanted to do for years, I finally gave it away for free. So if you're interested in building your own electric car, there's a free guide and a series of videos you can find on my website gavinshoebridge.com,
because he realized it's not possible to sell it anymore. Yes,
but hang on, if
sorry,
you hurt me with your words. But hang on, if they're already listening to this, they're probably already on my website. Well, if you're there, look around. And leave a comment, for God's sake. Don't let Michael Fergelberger. What's his last name?
My God, concentrate yourself. From Denmark.
Fuglsang.
Fuglsang.
From Denmark. Don't let Michael be the lone commenter. Michael, you're our hero. You rock our world. We love you, Michael. And I bet you have fantastic hair.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Another book, Gavin?
let me enjoy my coffee.
Yes, great.
So the reason I... Cheers. The reason I brought all these books in is because 11 Books and Coffee, the cafe which tolerates us every week, they sell books. All their shelves are full of books.
No. It's not the true reason. We have to explain that Gavin wants to feel or to seem like intellectual. And... in Iwan's to buy some books. No,
only a bag of books.
Only to have a beautiful library and in front of the television, not far from the television. No, okay. And he realized that
close to the television.
Yes, to the,
so when guests
in the living room.
Yeah.
The living room. So
I can pretend
guest,
I'm reading.
Yes,
books.
Guest who coming?
I turn off the television.
Oh my God!
Yes,
such a lot
I read,
of books.
Oh, I sprinkle dust on the television, so it looks like I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 good. It's the reality. And but after he realized that it was for him very boring and to read. And so he decided to sell.
I'm stroking a book to get your attention.
Oh, oh.
Klenoty Slovenskych archivov, jewels of the Slovak archives.
But why didn't you offer to some people?
Because I don't like people.
Gifts. Like gifts?
I don't like people. Why should I gift them?
My God. It could be interesting for one of my friends.
Uh-huh.
University.
€5.
What?
You are Belgian. You understand the nature of a good
what?
Deal.
You are joking. My
another,
God.
Oh, sorry, not you, not the other Belgian. There's another Belgian in this cafe. This place is littered with them.
Be careful. I'm not alone.
You guys could form a gang.
So, thank you very much for the gift.
Two Belgians in the gang.
Thank you very much for the gift given.
I
appreciate it.
I haven't given it to you.
What?
But you can't just take a book and say it's a gift.
Mm-hmm. So, like that, you are a friend, given. You are a friend, given. So, thank you very much. So, something else, given?
I'm scared to go back into my bag of books. Oh no, that's a bit of a heavy read, but it's excellent. It's called Spirit of Survival by Gail Sheehy. It's a story of a young girl that was adopted from the Pol Pot regime by a journalist who was there, and this girl's story of acclimatizing to the USA, of learning about differences in culture, learning the language, alienation. And you know, one thing that's interesting, for example, is you know, this young girl was saying that how much it's strange how much Americans love dogs, but then they eat them also because she kept seeing people selling hot dogs.
No, and we have to check. Give it to me.
The book.
And
okay.
And it, here you go. The price. We opened the price at €3.50. So, who wants more?
Well, that sticker.
Oh, yes, you have asked for. Yes,
not,
who
not,
wants four and a half?
Bid on my behalf.
Yes, he's giving.
Stop,
we'll
stop
open
bidding
the
on
arm.
My behalf. I'm not bidding. I'm not bidding. I already own the book. Why am I buying it?
Because I need €5 to give you.
To get to that book. Ah, you are Belgian. Uh huh.
Okay.
I see your Belgianism. Oof. And I raise you part Dutch. Okay. This is the price. This €3.50 is the price I paid for it when I bought it when I was on holiday. Somewhere, I forget where I was on holiday, and I was bored, so...
And you sleep very well after to read this book, yes?
It's a good book. Well, it's good.
Ah, it's a good book. Okay.
It's a really interesting book. I think there's a movie as well.
So, something else, given?
I don't know. What else have we got? This book is awful. I'm happy to get rid of it. This is called I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell by Tucker Max.
It's title is very good.
The title's excellent, and because it had New York Times bestseller, and because the reader feedback on the back was so great, I'm amazed. It's such a great book. It's wonderful. But I loathe the author.
Uh-huh.
He is deplorable. He's just an asshole.
Okay. And you have to try the name, okay? You didn't say the name. So next question will be, what is the name?
I did say the name.
You already said. It's not possible, given you are too quick.
Say the name.
And it was only €2. So
it was a waste of €2. I want my money back. It's just
but the critics are very good.
I know.
I'm completely
that's why I bought
baffled.
It. I bought it because I read the critics saying how great it was.
Thank you,
it's
thank
awful.
You, thank you.
It's
for
just...
sharing with us your wonderful tales of drunken rivalry.
Rivalry, yeah. He's just going around.
Rivalry,
yeah.
Rivalry.
What's that bark for?
Okay. And there are 16 pages of photography for me, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gavin, I understood why you have chose this book, Gavin.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
My god.
I don't remember that picture. Is she naked? She's naked, isn't she?
That in the photography you have a big boop. Sorry, we can't say it. What we saw.
But these are pictures of a movie.
Aha, okay.
This isn't the real person. These are pictures of a movie.
He didn't check the photography before.
I'll be honest, I got through barely...
Oh my god, Gibbon!
I got through half of this book before giving up, because I just thought it was awful.
Okay, so...
Actually, isn't that guy from Gilmore Girls? I don't know, he looks... So this must be a movie, I guess. I don't know. Oh yeah, includes 16 pages of photos from the movie.
From the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I barely got through halfway through this book, then threw it on the shelf, and thought someone else might enjoy it. So maybe you'll enjoy it, Jack.
No. Thank you very much. I prefer Girls of the Slovak Archives.
Okay. Oh, it just got dark outside.
Yeah, I said it to you that we have to make a cloud photography cover and picture before. Continue. Hurry up. Oh. There's a lot of things to
Jacques
do.
Jacques is
today.
Being a drama queen because he...
What?
He wants drama me to take... Queen? Drama yes. queen. Dramatic. Uh-huh. Dramatic sausage because... He wants me to take
photos,
but I'm carrying 20 kilograms of books through the city, and I don't want
you
to.
You didn't say in the morning that you will have such a lot of books, okay, Gibbon? Mm-hmm. So, what we have also?
The
nothing
last
in French, Gibbon. Nothing in French.
I don't speak
I'm
French.
I'm very desperate.
All I know is
and nothing. Nothing. Oh, you can buy something and translate it in English. No?
That's the only French I know.
You try to change the subject, but it's possible also to buy something in French with translated in English. You have to add an open mind, Gavin. Open in the world all around you. Near to you.
You done?
Yes, okay. Continue.
Okay, so this book is... This book, The Camel Bookmobile, by Masha Hamilton.
It's a bookmobile?
The Camel Bookmobile. So the idea is that... a bookmobile, I believe. Ah. So the idea is that out in the desert, these camels bring books for children who have nothing to do and no television or internet. And this young girl or something... I don't know. I got through a few pages before I realized it's just so boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
Why? Because as I spoke about children, yes, that's your problem.
I don't hate children. I like good kids. I just, children should be seen and not heard, and preferably not seen.
But it's a beautiful title, The Girl.
But look, even the title of the chapter is italicized, like it's a romance novel. That just puts me off immediately. It has this soft swirl of the girl. Yes.
Where are they? She asked. You don't say, how are you? How are you? You don't take my hand. She took his hand. Where are they? We're great.
See, I'm bored. Even with you destroying it, I was still bored. Yeah, so what I'm trying to do, to cut to the chase, I'm trying to buy my way. Oops, it's gone quiet now, and I don't want the cafe owner to hear this.
What?
I'm trying to buy my way into getting free coffee by bringing in books.
Uh-huh.
So, my theory
for both.
Is... Yeah, so I'll get free coffee. I give him the books. I get free coffee. Let's see if it works. Let's see how that pans out. How's that working for you?
It's your plan. Yes,
that's
okay.
My plan. That's my plan.
Okay, great.
So I saw a movie on Saturday night.
We changed them. Okay.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
Books, books,
after
television.
Books, now we're going to TV. Mm-hmm. The movie was called
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Oh my God!
No,
Gavin.
No,
I did
not see that.
Okay.
The movie was
Platoon.
No, I've already seen that. I've gone through my list of 100 best movies of all time.
Lawrence of Arabia.
No, I've seen that as well.
Oh my God.
I was trying to find like something a little more intellectual. I just didn't want to watch a typical American exploding movie, you know, where things blow up. I tried to find something more intellectual. So I looked at the
his
best
books,
movies
mm-hmm.
of 2017.
We have a very intellectual
yes,
movie
yes,
today.
Yes, yes,
my God. Mm-hmm.
And it was a choice between Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, yes, with Peter Ustinov.
Sure, I don't know, I haven't seen it. Or Call Me By My Name. And so I thought, okay, well, that sounds interesting. But the critics loved it, so I'll try Call Me By My Name. And I was bored, a little bit bored.
Too intellectual. Yes, give me, continue.
Maybe you're right, actually. It's a story about. I won't spoil it for anyone that watches it.
You've forgotten because it was asleep after 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a story about. I think an American Jewish family who go to Italy in the early 80s for a holiday, and some visiting teacher or someone comes along, and their son falls in love with this visiting teacher. They're both male, obviously. The son and the teacher are both male. In the meantime, this young guy is also running around sleeping with women, but he's falling in love. See, I was bored too.
Sorry, what?
I was bored too.
Oh my god. It's finished, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next subject. I ended up stopping the movie. And I don't like stopping movies, but I was just so bored that I stopped it in the last...
No, but I'm not so complicated, given. You always want to feel intellectual and to check intellectual film, given. I'm not like that. I completely confess that when it's a night, after a difficult, long day of job, responsibilities and so on, and very intellectual job, I put only stupid action American film. It's helped me to erase my brain, you know? A lot of explosion, already an history that you know at the beginning, what will be the end.
It's great. I'm not trying to make myself sound intellectual. Everyone who's met me knows I'm not. I don't have to defend that title. But I like that sort of movie too, but I have to be in the mood. For example, par exemple. That's French, isn't it?
Par exemple.
Parfait. Oh là là, sacré bleu.
On va changer de langue.
Vous voulez vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Stop it.
Okay. So I saw this movie on TV the other day. I just started watching it on the movie channel, AMC movie channel, by pure chance. It was a movie from the early 90s, I think, with Whoopi Goldberg. And she was a up-and-coming businesswoman, but she's being superseded by her male peers. Mm-hmm. So she goes on her own and starts a company, and she's having so much trouble that she decides to copy what everyone does and creates a fictitious male persona who is actually, you know, quote-unquote, the brains behind the organization. And it was funny watching this because you knew at some point you're going to have to show a man, or this creation has to be personified somehow. It has to be made physical. And what happens at the end is really quite funny. It's just a great build-up. A good fun, a silly movie, but a really good fun. It's called The Associate.
You can't see Gavin, but I can see him smiling, enjoying himself.
Yeah.
It's a good way, Gavin. It's a good way.
It's not boring,
pseudo-intellectual film.
I'd be happy to watch more movies like that. I like those movies.
But it's difficult to have good comedies, Gavin.
It is. It's really hard. Because so many movies, so many comedies are just... I'm going to try not to sound intellectual, but so many movies are just so dumb. The comedy's so silly, it's like for children. And so you have to force yourself.
Not like our comedy that you are playing now, Gavin.
Exactly. This is elite. This is high society. See, look at the kind of crowd we attract.
Yes.
One person in
problem,
the entire
Gavin.
Cafe.
Hey,
where's the Belgian guy?
We have a Fidel here.
Ah, no, my mom, eh? Hey, but that's not that. So, where's the elder Belgian gone?
They decided to go out, you know?
He left.
It was a very discreet exit.
He said, I will be back in an hour. And now you can think, why?
Oh, wow. That's all.
Why? In the...
If I had any self-respect...
He likes you here and don't understand. But when you are here, he understands everything.
Maybe it's just a coincidence.
What do you want to say, Ivan?
Yes.
Nothing. I'm just stating the facts.
So,
would you like some syrup?
It's finished, no?
No, I still have it.
It's three.
Did you try it?
He didn't try.
You did not try
it.
He's the only one that didn't try it. It's
not poison.
Oh, I'm never going to win everyone over.
Gavin, it's not
would you
possible.
Like a little?
No, finish.
I will have a little.
No, not every time. Oh, it's like blood.
Ivan on that recording, doesn't
matter how the follow you ask. It's just as strong.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's like radiation. So, cheers.
It's a little scary, yes.
Yes,
Oh, wait, it's all on the bottom. I squirted the flavor syrup, but look, it's sinking. It's not diluted.
You use a spoon with a...
Yeah.
No, it's very strange. With, yes, we hear a discussion of our guys, and they spoke about something that we didn't spoke, about football.
Who's speaking about football?
Ivan and
friends. Oh, I'm not listening.
Because it's a big subject, but we have to confess, given I don't know you, that it's not really our sphere of interest.
Not really, no. I'm not... Okay. I'm not anti-sport. I once ran 10 meters.
Ah, yes, okay. But you didn't want to... didn't need to run 10 meters for football.
I was running to the car.
Ah, okay.
It was raining.
So it's only to say that we follow the actuality and we know that all people, if they are not there, it's because they are checking another match on television.
Right, yeah.
But we have decided to make something else. You have decided to be different.
The World Cup was... Is it finished?
Yes.
Or is
No. And Belgian people are playing today. Belgian team.
Oh,
the Devils.
I saw a picture on the internet.
The
of
Devils.
Germany
yes.
lost, right? Germany did not
yes,
win.
Yes, but it was last week, I think.
Okay. And they took the... They said, don't worry, Germany,
you can still
use your flag. They dissected the flag, turned it to the side, rearranged the colours, and now it's the Belgian flag.
Yes. So, and then he can use it tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tonight is Belgium against who? New Zealand?
Yes. We have to stop this subject.
Yes,
we have to check, eh? We're the schedule.
We are out of our depth, I think. We are. Oh, God. We're at 32 minutes.
32 minutes?
Oh, I was speaking to my girlfriend yesterday, and she wants to be in the podcast. Even though she said
she
wants to be mentioned in the podcast.
Aha. Uh-huh. And we say
but now,
the
then,
name.
Then
the
this
name?
Morning
yes,
she wrote to me on Facebook. I said, oh, no, actually don't. That sound, it will sound forced. Don't write about
no,
me on
yes,
Facebook.
No, yes, we can speak. And,
no, too late, Sam. You're in now.
Yes. And what is the address?
Her address? Yeah, you want me to read that out? Send your hate mail, too.
We haven't to speak about Sam. Okay, so we will not speak about Sam.
We won't speak about Sam or her her desperate plea for attention to be included in this podcast.
We will not mention her name, Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's a secret, just between you, me, and anyone listening.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up, because we have a very busy day. I have to upload this. That's all. That's all I have to do. So, we will say... goodbye from Gavin.
Aha, okay.
And
I say in English and you say in
no,
French.
No, work.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hang on.
No.
Let us let the barista, the owner of this cafe, have the last word. Oh, sorry, I'm spitting when I'm speaking. Ivan, we're going to sign off the podcast. You can enjoy the last word.
Thank you. Oh.
That's it. And cafe guest number 7, I've forgotten your name. What is your name? Peter. Oh, that's an easy name. Okay. You don't want to say some final words of wisdom? Apo Slovensky? Nothing?
Shut up.
No? Shut up, maybe. Shut up. Okay, we'll agree with shut up. Okay, so...
It's not finished, my God. It's too long, David.
Well, I need to...
Is anyone of you driving?
No.
No?
No. Well, later today. I mean, this afternoon, yeah.
Oh, but this will... Now we are...
Yes, you are driving, of course.
No, you can't.
Are you going to hit me with a book?
Quit. You can't quit now. You have
Oh, no, I can't. No,
that?
You are. We are both driving.
Yes.
When?
In about 1 hour.
You are?
It's too dangerous.
No, it's too dangerous.
No. I'll have
an
to...
hour?
Yeah.
It's
no,
an afternoon.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I can't.
No,
I want to, believe me. I wish...
This was a very special
Only coffee.
a unique which will not... This was a wasted once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But we saw the secrets of the books.
You have to move the location.
There are not only books.
So behind the books...
This is how the business works.
This is how the... It's a speakeasy. This place is a speakeasy.
Exactly.
Great.
The official whiskey glass, whiskeyglass.com.
There's nothing. There's just glass.
It's just an empty box. just a box with a glass in it. Conveniently hidden behind a book that is, have you chosen the book in the shelf, the ones that no one's going to read?
I'm coming here, this book is not good, so I choose that.
All right, so you'll have to find another place now.
Peter.
Peter. Okay.
Peter. Great.
Well, those are words of wisdom. Okay.
Secrets of
wisdom. Okay.
Take a look at the title because it's not just.
Thus bad begins. We've seen the forbidden fruit. Thus bad begins. Okay.
You missed the opportunity.
I'm sorry. But thank you for the offer of a little bit of booze to end the afternoon with. I'm going to say au revoir, Jacques.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.